The Telling Month of October, Part 2, Food. Last week, I shared that preparing for a healthy and happy holiday season doesn't start in November. It starts in October. So in this four-part series, I'm giving you one important and totally doable suggestion per week around each health habit you'll want to stay on top of this month: sleep, food, mood, and exercise. And I hope you carry these healthy habits into the holidays. Last week, I talked about sleep. If you missed that one, please go back and listen. Today, let's focus on food, because the reality is that shorter days mean you'll probably be spending more time at home in the evenings, which can easily become a breeding ground for those tempting comfort foods like sweets in the evening. If you want to be proactive when it comes to managing your sweet tooth this fall, you'll want to hear me out. Here's what I'm doing to control my sugar intake this month, and I know that you can do it too if you want to. Now first, understand that this is the time of year when I start getting requests from my partner to make some pumpkin treats. You know, everything pumpkin: cookies, brownies, muffins, etc. It's fun for me to get in the kitchen and try a new recipe, but what are two people supposed to do with a batch of 24 cookies that are now in the house? Well, here's what we do. Find the strongest willed person in the house when it comes to sweets to create a guideline for everyone to follow. Now, it's important that everyone in the house is on board with this guideline, if possible, because the more who agree to accept it, the easier it'll be for everyone to follow and keep each other in check. With love, of course. At home, the strong-willed person when it comes to sweets is yours truly. So I created the guideline of having only one homemade cookie on the weekends. This is a specific, measurable, and realistic goal for us. But proclaiming it isn't even enough sometimes, even for the strong-willed one in the bunch. So now the next step is for that person to take action. And here's what I mean. You want to tweak your environment to make the right behaviors easier and the wrong behaviors harder. For example, if I display the cookies out on the kitchen counter all week, it's much easier to walk by and grab one. So we have to make that quote unquote wrong behavior for us harder. So what I decided to do was freeze all the cookies. And when Friday morning comes around each week, I take out a few, just enough for the weekend and no more, and let them defrost. Better yet, sometimes I simply freeze the raw cookie dough and only bake what we're going to eat. In this way, freezing the cookies makes it harder for us to break our guideline. The take-home message is to create some guidelines around sweets and treats this month and be creative. I shared with you what works for us, but think about what might work for you. Remember that it's not about depriving yourself necessarily, because that can lead to making up for lost time during the holidays. Instead, practice creating a specific, measurable, and realistic guideline around sugar. Do this now and see how much easier it'll be when the holiday temptations arise. Stay tuned, because next week in part 3, I'll be sharing something you can do to remain happy and positive with the intention of carrying that into the holidays. I know you'll dig it. In the meantime, get started on that sweets and treats guideline. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, need some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.